Welcome to the Wealth Matters Podcast, where investors come together to better understand how to build passive cash flow and create generational wealth without all the confusing mumbo jumbo. Here's your host and co-author of Amazon number one bestseller, Alpesh Pamar.
Welcome to Wealth Matters Podcast. I am going to talk to Mr. Ivan Ens today. Ivan is an Inc. 500 international serial entrepreneur with businesses in more than 10 countries. Wow, that's just ridiculous. Because when I have real estate investments in about three countries, it's hard for me to manage. So having businesses in more than 10 countries, that's amazing. Amongst them is Philanthro Investors, Inc., a licensing and advisory firm he founded in 2019 to combine traditional venture capital financing with philanthropic principles. And he also owns a family office, so this is why I wanted to have Mr. Ivan here. He moved to the U.S. from his native Argentina and started focusing in real estate individual endeavors on making home ownership possible for U.S. families that would otherwise be lifelong renters. So welcome, Ivan.
Thank you, Alpesh. Thank you for having me on this show. I am so excited to be with you today.
Absolutely. So we start with this particular question with every guest, and I'm pretty sure you will have a story to share from your native. Tell us something interesting or funny about yourself.
Wow. Okay. That I am 6.5 tall.
Wow.
And like, that's 1.95 meters.
Yep.
And that I was born in Argentina, and I live in Puerto Rico. And I have an Italian wife that cooks every single type of food that you can imagine.
Wow.
And any type of recipe in the world. She's a professional chef and a fiction writer.
Whoa, wow. So you found the right one. You know, one, she can write a fictional book for you, or you, and she can cook whatever you want. Wow. You are lucky, man.
Exactly. Thank you, Alpesh. Thank you. So, I have a Japanese dog.
Oh, man. So you are truly international.
Exactly. I was born in Argentina with a Croatian name, living in Puerto Rico with an Italian wife and a Japanese dog.
You can't go better than that, man. So this is, of course, an investment show. We talk about alternative investments, right? And which includes, of course, real estate. So I want to ask you, what was your first investment and how did it work out for you?
Well, my first investment that I did in my life was in myself. I invested in learning about entrepreneurship from Jim Rohn.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
That was my first investment. And then my second investment was creating my first business.
That's great. So let's talk about what are you currently focused on, you know, on maybe it's on real estate side or maybe on business side. What is your main focus?
My main focus right now is to expand the single family office that I run, and to make sure, because we have this trademark, which is our most important capital is our people. And so the family office has like 35 executives across three different continents. So my main focus now is to how enhance my executives' lifestyle and my executives' knowledge on business so they enjoy more life while running our companies and, you know, and improve their lives at the same time.
Got it. No, that's very interesting. And how did you get started in the business world?
When I started in the business world, when I was 7 years old, and I had my first business.
Whoa.
And it was a go-kart that my parents has given me at that time, my go-kart, and I decided to rent it, to lease it to neighbors and to buy candies and sell them candies while they were using it.
That's crazy. 7-year-old.
7-year-olds, yes.
That's amazing. So, and I of course looked at your bio, right? And it's mentioned Inc. 500. How did you make the Inc. 500 for not only one, but 3 years?
Well, the answer to that is, first of all, the intention to make it into the Inc. 500, having the intention to achieve it. Second, creating a plan to achieve it. Third, allowing other people that has already done it, helping me, you know, having a mentor. And then fourth, allowing my team to grow, not wanting to control everything by myself, but developing a team that is making the actions happen on that plan that we put together.
That is very interesting. And this was the Inc. making the Inc. 500 list. Was it for the family office or other businesses?
It was for my housing philanthropy investing company, Equity and Health, which is a company that connects investors with families to be able to live in their own homes. So families that cannot live in their own homes because they don't qualify for a traditional mortgage, we basically allow them the possibility to have an investor, a philanthropy investor, supporting them. Mm. That is there, and he will be making between anywhere between 6 to 12% a year in returns. But at the same time, he's helping a family live in their own home.
Right.
And this company not only make it into the position number 83 in the Inc. 500, whoa, but made it into the position number 5 in the real estate industries in the entire U.S.
Mm.
So the number 5 growing company on the all the real estate companies. And then it made it number 1 in the Tampa Bay area, which is where it is located. Number 1 fastest growing company of whole Tampa Bay area. And I think number 2 of the entire state of Florida.
Wow, that's amazing, man. So
yes,
let me ask you this, philanthro investors, right? How did you get the idea?
Well, it was an inspiration. I was one day, and I think you say 2019, but that's when you start introducing me. That's wrong information. It's 2009. It's 10 years before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. So Philanthro Investors started in 2009. And yeah, so that's basically the date. And we have 14 years of existence now. And the idea came one day in a shower. I was taking a shower and I received this revelation of philanthropy investors. It was a whole vision of creating a platform that will connect investors with humanitarian causes, not only to help families live in their own homes, but many other humanitarian causes in the world, like, for example, fixing the problems for water, planetary water, or fixing the problems of the plastics going to the ocean, or fixing the problems of food that we have in the world, or fixing the problems of health, all the different areas that humanity is suffering. I wanted to create a platform that will allow philanthropy investors to support that areas. I call that areas life essentials. And the reason I call them life essentials is because they are the industries that support life on its own. And if they do not exist or do well, then they will end up being like, planet Earth will not exist anymore if life essentials are not well supported.
Oh, that is very interesting. So let me ask you this. How do Philanthro Investors, Inc. make money? And how do investors make money? Do they have a note on the house, you know, these people are purchasing? Or are they acting like a bank?
Yes. So in real estate particularly, Alpesh, is very simple. The philanthropy investors become a bank and they hold the note, yes. and they finance to these families the house. But, and we have $65 million under management right now. We have helped almost 700 families with their home in 32 states.
That's great.
And we have investors in 14 countries of the world.
Nice. So basically then Philanthro Investors Inc. makes money by servicing the notes? Is that like when you
That's not Philanthro Investors Inc. No, no.
Okay.
That's Equity and Help.
Equity
and Help Inc. is the company that does the Equity and Help Inc. is the company that does the servicing and all of that. And it makes money in multiple ways, including the fees that it charges to the investors and the families to manage the entire relation. Yes.
And
Philanthro Investors is just a lead generation firm that finds Philanthro Investors and educate them. So Philanthro Investors is a different company that makes money by selling the Philanthro Investors books. Because I have, you know, I reached number one in Amazon in three categories in 2022 with my Philanthro Investing book.
Nice.
And that's how, and then we have courses, Philanthro Investing courses. And then we referral the leads to the different Philanthro Investing companies, and they pay a marketing fee, like for the lead that Philanthro Investors bring to the.
I think I lost you in between.
Where did you lose me?
How Philanthro, I think we should be fine, but that is in between, we lost you. So my next question is, and Philanthro Investing is very close to my heart, personally. I believe in investing with empathy, right? So we are here, all of us, you and I, migrated here to make money, right, for a better life. But in the end, when we are making money, we do not want to neglect the other part of the society, right? So anytime I'm investing in real estate, I'm always thinking about how can I help the families, right? So, which is why I invest in mobile home parks, because most of the mobile home parks are neglected. We buy the property, we make them nicer, the homes, the property. It's a much better place for people to live in now after we acquire. Same way when we invest in senior housing facilities, we want to take care of our seniors, right? I want to make money, but I want to also help people while I'm making money. So this is awesome. So what are your secrets on making it all happen, right? Equity and Help, Philanthro Investors, all that. Can you share some of your secrets?
Yes. First of all, believe in myself.
That's great.
That's the first. It's like you should believe in yourself and in all your... and then also let the supreme being, you know, some people in some religion call them God, some people the universe, but that supreme being... spiritually to guide you. And how you know that is because when you ask questions to yourself, sometimes answers will come
right
from yourself. Will come from yourself. And so believe in you on that sense, you see? Believe in yourself when it comes to making decisions and be true to your own goals, right? Be true to your own goals. Once you set a goal, do not hesitate from that goal. Just be persistent and know that business is a game. And it has challenges and it has barriers. So it's very important to keep yourself and stay in your line towards that goal. And also know that life is not a picture. Life is a video. So you need to be willing to change together with life and to flow, but always on your purpose line, always on your line that is for what you want to do in life and why you're doing it with your goal in mind and don't distracting from it.
That's amazing, man. This is great. So, the other question I have, and which I understand, and I explained about, you know, investing with empathy. But for my listeners, what is the difference between Philanthro Investing and traditional investing?
Well, it's very simple. The word itself says it, right? If you have if you are investing only, you are putting money to get a return. You are putting time or money to get a return. If you are doing philanthropy, you are putting money to help the planet without expecting a return. So philanthropy investing, the difference is that investing gives you cash flow, but gives you fulfilling cash flow. It's like cash flow with the heart.
Well, this is a great explanation. Thank you. So, and you mentioned about life essentials.
You're welcome.
I want to get back to that. What are life essentials and why?
Okay, there is 10 life essentials in total. And this is the area of different areas of life that doesn't matter what happens in the world. If there is a pandemic, if there is an earthquake, doesn't matter what happened, these life essentials will always be there. So if your money is supporting life essentials, you know that you are the farthest away from a speculation that you can ever dream of. So in that case, what you will do is, okay, I will get life essentials working on my side because I am supporting them. I am receiving life from life essentials. I'm going to give my oxygen, which is my money that I produce with my life, back to life essentials. And the first life essential that we cannot live without is air. The second life essential is water.
Right.
The third life essential is food. The fourth life essential is clothing. The fifth life essential is housing. The sixth life essential is health. The seventh is education. The eighth is energy. The ninth is structures that can retain a natural disaster. And the tenth is artistic creation, art. Because if you look around, what are the things that we enjoy the most is moments that we share with people that we love. And all the moments that we share with people we love are possible because of the artist, are possible because of the art. When you are eating a good food, an artist is behind. When you are in a nice building, an architect is behind, is an artist. When you're driving a very nice car or a car that you enjoy, there is a designer behind. When you are going to watch a movie, there is artist behind. When you're going to the theater, there is artist behind. When you're going to listen to a music concert, there is artist behind. Right. Everything in life has art around, everything that we enjoy. So the reason I put art as one life essential is because I believe that artists are the most special human beings in the world. Because the most special human being in the world is that being that has the ability to create spiritual enjoyment for others. And that are the artists. So if you look at the world of art, and if we protect the artist talents, we protect the world. And if we protect the artist talent, we have a better world. We are sure that we have a better world for all. And so I'm just going deep in art, why art is a life essential, because it's the most common sense to understand why it's a life essential. But all of the life essentials are important in the order that I just gave them or not, or maybe you can change them. But if you invest in life essentials, that's the farthest you can go from being out of a speculation.
Right.
Because life essentials cannot die.
Right. I agree. So it's very interesting, and I was pretty intrigued. So you are telling me I'm an artist as well, because I'm entertaining everyone right now on YouTube.
You are an artist also, because you are creating enjoyment for people through knowledge, through allowing communication between people. Yes.
So you mentioned about investing in life essentials. How are you investing in life essentials?
Well, it's very simple. Philanthropy Investors as a company, if you go to philanthropyinvestors.com, or pi.today, which is the short link for it, basically, you will find out that there is all these different organizations that are enhancing life essentials. And the companies either allow the direct investment or allow investment on becoming, you know, shareholder on the company, basically, and investing in the company and supporting that entrepreneur that is working towards improvement of that life essential. So, for example, we have life essential housing. You can, through equity and help, you can help families live in their own homes, which you are supporting the life essential of housing.
Yes.
We have 65 million there. Through Water Philanthropy Investing, with Origin Clear as the company, you can support the enhancement and improvement of water quality in the world. And we have around like 5 million philanthropy invested there already. Through Zloop, a company in Dubai, you can support the movement of preventing plastics going to the ocean to protect the environment.
Wow.
Through, and that's Environment Philanthropy Investing. Through FIOS, which is our company in, based in Utah. Through FIOS, you can support the prevention of the 10 diseases that are killing the majority of people in the planet. And through the technology. And that's health philanthropy investing. You see, and then we're going to be adding air philanthropy investing and art philanthropy investing and all the different areas. And we're about to launch a multi-donor fund that the philanthropy investor will be able to say, okay, I have $200,000 to invest. $100,000 I want to invest, direct investment, and just pay capital gain taxes and all of that. And another $100,000 I want to put into the philanthropy investor's multi-donor fund, where I will get 100% tax deduction for the investment. The money will go to the same place, and then, but you will be able to direct your philanthropy in this case, and you're receiving 100% tax deduction on the day of your donation in that case. But you continue to control the profits that are coming from that investment in the future. So you leave this legacy to your family. So you either have direct investment or multi-donor fund. It's two different vehicles. And that's is very powerful.
No, I'm very, very impressed with what you are doing. And I agree about, you know, of course, housing is very important. But on the other side, we keep hearing about climate change, this and that. So I am very, very, you know, impressed by what you are doing. And personally, focus on earth, focus on animals and whatnot. That is why I converted to veganism back in 2017, so that I can help reduce the water, consumption. Water resources are pretty scarce, and we already know that. So, you know, by turning to veganism, I'm also helping environment, right? So earth needs to cure itself, heal itself. So I totally, I totally agree with you. So my question is, you invested in a water company as well. And why do you think water is new gold?
Well, because we call it not the new gold. Water is a blue gold.
Yes.
It's a blue gold. Okay. I think that we owe a lot of life and a lot of money to water. We as humanity.
Yes.
You know, thanks to the water, we have the money that we have, which is the oxygen that we have to be able to acquire the resources to keep life rolling in the world. Yeah, it's the resource we created. You know, money, it is just anything that is an asset. And if you look at the definition of an asset, which is what is the root, the origin of the word, it comes from something of importance. So an asset is something of importance. And money basically is an asset. It's anything that is of importance for you. So you are having the things that are important for you in life. And I will say 95% of it because of water. If it weren't for water that you are drinking every day and using 51 liters a day in average per human being in the planet, life will not exist. So So if we don't care about all that, I think, you know, when a person, when you feel that you owe something, you know, to someone because they help you a lot in life, you didn't, you know, it's not that the person asked you to pay him anything, but you receive a lot of help from that person and you feel yourself that you owe something to someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so the same thing, we owe a lot to water.
I agree.
And we cannot be saying, hey, going to the toilet and finishing our necessities in the toilet and just trashing paper into the toilet. That's not fair to do to the water. Water didn't do that to us. It's the same of going and killing the daughter of someone that helped you a lot in life.
Right.
You see? So that's the reason for it. And also because the water ventures that we have behind philanthropy investing in water are have a very promising future, according to my view, to my perception and my understanding. And I see the projects and what the companies are going to do and so on. And that's why I am a smart investor and I decide to support them.
That's amazing. So, no, this was great. One more question I have, and this is about everything you have done so far. What are some of the mistakes you have made?
Okay. Some of the mistakes, I will say that not listening enough to my wife and fast enough about her business suggestions that she makes to me, not implementing them faster and just thinking, oh, you know, but she doesn't work in the business. She's just my wife, you know. But it's so important because when you are closer to the mountain, the closest you are to the mountain, the less you can see the mountain.
Right. It gets harder.
When you are far away from, yes, it's harder. So, but she's farther from the mountain, so she can see that. And so don't following her advice fastest, it has been a mistake I have made.
Oh, and you have to remember one thing. Happy wife, happy life. Always listen to your wife, man.
Yes.
So on that note, are you ready for fire round?
Yes.
Would you be changing business or investment strategy because of the current environment of inflation and maybe the impending recession?
If I will be changing it?
Yes. Would you be changing any strategies?
No, I think my strategies are strong, you know, and I think everything is rolling as planned. I plan ahead a lot of years. So that's, no, my answer is no to that.
That's great. Favorite nonfiction book? It could be investment related, business related, real estate, which is other than yours or mine.
Other than my own book, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. The Magic of Thinking Big.
Magic of Thinking Big. Okay. I have to check it out then. Any
yes.
tool or website you recommend or you cannot live without?
Tool or website that I can recommend or I cannot live without? Yes. I will recommend either ClickUp for policy administration, ClickUp, or Superhuman for email.
Superhuman, yes. Any advice for investors?
Well, before you invest, get knowledge, full knowledge about that investment, to the point that you feel that you know how to control it. Not just leave it to somebody else that then they lose your money and then you need to start basically complaining about that person, right? Blaming that person. And when you blame someone else, you decrease happiness. Versus when you have high level of knowledge and responsibility, you increase happiness.
Right, I agree. Taking extreme ownership, right?
Yes.
It's very important.
Yes.
How do you, of course, you know, this is a stupid question for you. How do you give back?
Well, I created Philanthropy Investors for the World.
Yep. How can my listeners reach out to you?
Well, they can follow me on my Instagram, Ivanance, Ivanance IG. They can follow me on Facebook. I have LinkedIn also. They can go to pi.today for Philanthro Investors, or they can go to philanthroinvestors.com. It goes to the same website. They can buy my book on Amazon, Housing Philanthro Investing, there, so they will learn more about philanthro investing, and that's basically it, Alpesh.
Thank you so much, Ivan, for your time today.
You're welcome, Alpesh. It has been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you.
I agree. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Matters podcast. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes so others can enjoy the show too. Have a great week and happy investing!